Everybody in the whole world is guilty before God. No exceptions. Everybody that you know is guilty before God. You are guilty. I am guilty. The bus driver is guilty. Your neighbor is guilty before God. The clerk at the store is guilty before God. Your professor is guilty before God. Your wife, your husband, your children are all guilty before God. And this should sober us about ourselves and about everybody else. This fact is huge. This fact is not on any curriculum of any public school, and it is more important than everything else that they teach put together. I urge you, hold fast to this great truth. Everybody is guilty and accountable before God. So if you want to be superficial, believe that human nature is good. If you want to skim over the surface of things, if you just want to be a little twinkle, twinkle, little star in this world instead of a mighty sun of light, then believe that all's okay. And if we just educate enough, or if we just do enough circumstantial adjustment in family systems, that human beings will turn out real well. I said last week, and I believe it with all my heart, there's not a person in this room who, when you get angry, would not kill if all the restraints of common grace were removed from you. We are wicked people. Our hearts are depraved and corrupt beyond imagination. And apart from the grace of God, there is no remedy. Since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His eternal power, and His divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. In other words, their mouth will be stopped. Anybody who can see nature, their mouth will be stopped at the judgment day. No criticism of God, for He will judge us according to the measure of the light that we have. And all the light that we have, we subdue and suppress in our wickedness, and no one is righteous. They know the work of the law written on their hearts. It's not just written in the sky and the galaxies and the trees and the molecules and the atom. It's written right across your own conscience, their conscience bearing witness, and their thoughts alternately accusing or else defending them. And therefore we will be without excuse, and our mouths will be shut. The righteousness of God has been manifested. He undertakes to do something righteous. He undertakes to manifest a righteousness. My righteousness has failed. There is nothing coming out of John Piper that's righteous. There is no hope for me getting by at the judgment or being accepted on the basis of my righteousness. Therefore, my only hope is that now God will step forward and do something in regard to righteousness. And what He does is reveal His own in the world. How and for whom and for what and how can I have it? Even the righteousness of God. Here's the precious phrase, my friends. Through faith in Jesus Christ. And then, as though somebody might say, yes, but not me, He adds, for all. Please hear the word all. Please hear the word all. Not one denomination, not one class, not one race, not one ethnic subgroup or culture, not one intellectual strata, not one economic strata, not one side in the Serbian-Albanian conflict, but all who believe will have the righteousness of God.